A report recently issued by the Malcolm X grassroots movement has documented what the group claims is a spike in the number of black Americans being killed by police. According to the report, there have been more than 100 extrajudicial killings of blacks across the country since January. They want authorities to investigate what they see as a human rights issue that is being ignored. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the report with Rosa Clemente of the Malcolm X grassroots movement.
This report really came about because 2 years ago on New Year's Eve, police had killed two innocent men and wounded one. The most famous one that people know is the Oscar Grant case in Oakland, but also that night in New Orleans, Adolfo Grimes was shot by the police, and in Houston, in a gated community, Robert Tolan was shot by the police. So the Malcolm X grassroots movement started just doing a little bit of research, but because of the Trayvon Martin case, some people in the organization just wanted to see how many of these type of killings were out there. The vigilante type of killings were particularly the police and the number of security guards that have now shot black people. And what the report found, we released it on July 9th last week. At that moment, we had 110 cases, and we were averaging that every 40 hours in America, another black child, man or woman, is killed by the police, security guards, or self-appointed vigilantes. And within 1 week, because of the report being out there, some families have come to us, but we've confirmed another 10. So what we now have is between January 1st, 2012, and July 14th, 2012, 120 of these cases of, again, black men, women, or children being shot and killed.
So that averages out to quite a number of people, even if you break it down on the state level, I would think. What do you want to do with the information? What do you want to see by way of a response from policymakers, from Washington, from officials about this?
First, I wanted to just let our listeners know as well that when we use the term black, it's not broadly defined to include Afro-Latinos, but particularly people who identify as brown or as Latina, Latino, or even Hispanic folks who identify like that. When we use black, particularly in this first leg of the research, we're specifically talking about African Americans. So in the next report, which will be out before the end of this year, we will be adding Latino y Latinas, including those that may be undocumented. So we could potentially see that this is the tip of the iceberg in terms of extrajudicial killings of particularly African American and Latino people. What we want is first for people to download and read the report. It's not a super academic report. It's completely accessible to the grassroots. The charts alone are very important for people, especially young people who love visuals and use social media. People can see that this is not just happening in a couple of states. These are not isolated incidents, but in over half the country. 25 states, unfortunately, are represented in having one of these victims. We want to implement a national plan of racial justice that will have this as a main issue to stop these killings, but within the context of human rights. We do want the Department of Justice to investigate these. We want them to talk to the families. And if people look at the report, they can see each person and their individual story. A lot of times, police killings particularly are framed within the narrative of black men. But in this report, you can see particularly women who are dealing with mental health issues, whose families call, and then the next thing they know, their daughter is dead. Mm-hmm. And again, children. So we really want people, again, download it, sign the petition that we have at our website, mxgm.org, very easy, share the report, and begin also to find a way for communities to, again, implement either Know Yourself Rights workshops and trainings, which we're available to do, but as well for communities to come together and develop some type of defense mechanism against killings that we think are going to increase.
For people who might not have heard the website, what is the website again?
Yes, it's mxgm.org. And for the petition, people can go to the U.S. Human Rights Network .org website. But MXGM is the main site where you can get everything linked to the petition. And also, we're asking for people whose stories might not have been out there, who are outside the greater New York City region that can hear us in the tri-state area, there might be a case we don't know about because it hasn't been covered or there's not been a lot of coverage, and people can easily access the website and send us an email, and we'll follow up with those folks too.
Mm-hmm. So you released the initial report, and within a week, you got enough feedback that you discovered 10 more cases, it looks like. Do you anticipate learning about even more?
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten a couple of messages, particularly from Spanish-speaking Latino Latinas, that we will be adding families who've lost someone. So yeah, we anticipate the numbers to potentially double. I mean, it's a human rights crisis right now that is happening in our communities, and Trayvon Martin was a catalyst for us to really dig deep and pull this report out. There's 120 people that have been killed, and now 120 families that have been shattered and are seeking justice. And in most cases, these police officers are not even indicted or brought to any type of indictment. If they're indicted and go to trial, particularly in New York, we've seen what happens. Cops usually walk away and get jobs back or get manslaughter charges like the police officer that killed Romali Graham in the Bronx.
Rosa Clemente is a member of the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, who also describes herself as a hip-hop activist. She's also a former WBAI producer. Clemente was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.